We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning in our call to worship. I want to draw your attention to the little letter of Philemon. And I want to read just two verses of Scripture here as the Apostle Paul expresses to Philemon the plight of his servant Onesimus, how that he had trusted Christ as his Savior and that Paul was sending him back to him. And he said, I want you to forgive him. If there's anything that he owes, I'll pay it. And in this letter, he very clearly lays out the truth of substitutionary atonement. And I want to see another theme in that regard in these two verses today, in verses 21 and 22 of Philemon, where we read, having confidence in thy obedience, I write unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Now, this was the testimony that Paul knew about Philemon. He said, I know the kind of Christian character that you have. I know the kind of person that you are and that you're going to do more than I say. And then he says this, verse 22, but withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. Now here the Apostle Paul says, I want you to get me a room ready. I plan on coming to visit with you. And then he puts this thought, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. In other words, I not only want you to agree to the terms of the letter here of accepting Onesimus back. I know that you're going to go beyond that, but I want you to pray for my return back to you so that we can all be reunited again. And again, he emphasizes here the truth of substitutionary atonement here in the sense that it was his prayers that he desired so that he could go back and visit. He wanted him to pray for himself. You know, there is a great deal of sacrifice involved in prayer. Not only the time that's involved, but the thought energy that's involved in prayer. To put yourself in the place where you identify with somebody else and their particular trial that they are going through. Do you pray that way? That's what Paul was seeking here. I want you to identify with me so that I might be able to come and minister with you at a later date. I want to be able to come. Now, he was in prison at this time. So what is he asking for? I want you to identify with me. I'm in prison right now. But I want you to prepare a lodging for me. I believe I'm going to be released. I want to come back to you. I want you to enter into prayers for me that I'll be able to come to you. Now, folks, prayer is so important. Prayer is the key to Christian living. Not only the study of the Word of God, but prayer that gets beyond the selfish little ditties that we so many times put up. It is a sacrificial identification with other individuals and their particular needs, but also a sacrificial identification with our Savior who identified with us. He became a human. He identified with us. He didn't have to, but He chose to do that. Before the foundation of the world, He became 100% human in His incarnation that He might identify with us. Is it too much for God to ask us to identify with others in prayer? We're going to pray this morning for others of our church family that are away from us, that are traveling, others that are very ill and sick. We remember those that we have in our prayer list. Have you gotten to the place where you actually identify with that individual and enter into their situation and understand what you're asking God to do? It's far different than just, Lord, bless the sick people. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. That's just a very superficial type of understanding. Paul says, I want you to identify with me so that I will be released and be able to come to you to fellowship. That means that sacrificial prayer. Sacrificial prayer. Oh, how we need that in the church today. I want to call you today to that kind of prayer. We've come together today to worship the Lord, but we've also come to pray. And I ask the Lord in your behalf that level of prayer will rise beyond just the little superficial things that so many times we say and repeat over and over again, and get into an identification with those that need our prayer, and identify with their need, and sacrificially enter into their pain and their sufferings, and ask God. Isn't it interesting that when we suffer pain, we're more quick to go before God, "Oh Lord, I need your help." How about identifying with others and their situations in your prayer? It's much different when we do that. And God wants us to do that. Paul desired that of Philemon for himself, and God desires that for us this morning.